This morning, we'd like to share with you again the Gospel according to St. Luke out of the 10th chapter. I'll read verses 25 through 28, supporting scripture coming from a very familiar passage, St. John 3 and 16. The Bible reads in the 10th chapter of St. Luke, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. This do, and thou shalt live. Supporting scripture, John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. If you want eternal life, you got to love. If you want eternal life, you got to love.
Hallelujah. I glanced back and saw my sister in the choir stand. Hallelujah. Don't tell me God won't make a way. If you want to do something, then you can do it. Care what you're going through. Stop allowing the enemy to rob you of your blessings. You got to have some pushing power this morning. You got to go beyond your circumstance. And you got to realize that even though you might be going through, God will give you the strength to make it. For the Bible that I read said, when I am weak, he makes me strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that lets us know this morning that there are things that we can do that we think we can't do. And a lot of times the enemy just crowds your mind so that he can fool you into believing that God is not going to bless you. But I'm here to tell somebody the devil is a liar this morning. Because I've been blessed by the best already, and God didn't get me up this morning just to get me up. He got me up for a purpose. Hallelujah. And I come to tell somebody that if you want eternal life, then you got to know something about love. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's only by God's grace and his mercy that I have been blessed to be here in this place to speak a word to edify and to exalt the name of my Lord. And we come in fellowship one with another. We praise and worship God as we glorify and thank God for all that he is doing in our lives. I must admit that I am double honored this morning, and I'm so appreciative to have this day with family. To have my family here in such large numbers, and you know, it's good to have them in large numbers, but I thank God that every Sunday I got family in here. And I thank God that I grew up in this church so that everybody in here, all of my elders, all the mothers, and all of these elderly men, they have been my mother and my daddy for a long time. And they've been grooming me and praying for me, and they didn't stop after I got grown. They realized that after you got grown, we need to pray a little bit harder. Hallelujah, Jesus. So isn't it good to have somebody that is in your corner, somebody that loves you despite yourself, somebody that realizes that all I got to do is just keep on praying and keep on watching and keep on trusting and things will work out for their good. I thank God when somebody made that song, somebody prayed for me, they must have been talking about me, because I know somebody else was praying before I even learned how to pray. There were others that were already praying my strength in the Lord. There were those that saw the ministry in my life before I could see it. And I believe they began to pray right then that God bless that child. And God bless me to be where I am right now. And I don't boast about anything. I want to stay humble at the feet of Christ. Because I realize that it is not by any of our merits. You may have planned to be here, and there are those that may have wanted to be here that are not here. But we got to know that those of us that are here are by divine revelation. Because the Bible declared that there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. And that lets us know that God allows us an opportunity to come together. God has allowed us an opportunity this morning to have joy and peace of mind. And I don't know, but we're just happy. Happy to be counted amongst the living. Happy to be able to join in with David. When David said, this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We got a lot to rejoice about. Hallelujah. Even though the death train is still rolling, we still got something to rejoice about. If you got a reasonable portion of health and strength this morning, you got something to thank God for. A lot of times you are always worried about what you don't have, but you need to start thanking God for what you already got. Too many times we worry God about unnecessary things, and all we got to know is that God is a loving God. He blesses us and he keeps us all in his loving care. I come to declare the good news this morning that he lives, and because he lives, we shall live. But we got to trust and believe, and we got to walk by faith, because we got to know that it is not anything that we've done. So many times we like to boast about where we are in God. Sometimes we like to sort of showboat and make other folk feel a little bit bad because we are saved and sanctified. But I'm going to let you know that if you're saved and sanctified, you're nothing but saved by the grace of a mighty God. It's not by any merits of your own. I don't care what you don't do no more. Just think about how God looked over you when you were doing what you were doing. How many of us in here would be honest enough to know that God done brought all of us a long way? If the truth be told, none of us are really worthy of the blessings of God. But when we began to think about how good God is, anybody want to look back to where you come from? Now Paul say, forget those things that are behind you and press toward the mark. But every now and again, you ought to just look back and say, oh, Lord, I don't want to go back there. So somebody got the testimony that God done brought me too far to leave me. Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. I done come too far to turn around now. But I realize that I'm still a work in progress. See, sometimes we get the big head. Sometimes we get the thinking that we all better than anybody else. You're not the only one that got a testimony. You're not the only one that God picked up out of the dirt. Whole lot of us are filthy rags in the sight of God, but God picked us up out of the dirt and washed us off with his precious blood. And then some of us are too mean to tell God thank you. But if you don't want to praise him, I'll praise him for you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ought to remember this morning that we were bought with a price. That price is much costlier than anything that you can acquire here on earth. You think that your worldly possessions are so precious. But think about the cost. Think about the price that was paid for your sins and for my sins. It's not that you were so special. But the reality is that you are a child of the King. God himself breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, and you became a living soul. So we got to remember that the blood that was shed on Calvary's Hill, God allowed his son to bleed, suffer, and die so that we would be redeemed and have an opportunity to live. We love living, but we don't like to live right. Because we are grown, we feel like I can do anything that I want to do. But we got to know that even though God gave us that freedom, we still got to keep things within the boundaries of the principles and the word of God. Anytime we step out of the boundaries of God, then we are putting ourselves in jeopardy of getting caught out there without having time enough to repent. Now, don't think that all of you, just because we are saved, just because we preach, just because we sing, just because we pray, that we do everything just right. Sometimes we're going to go to hell because we're so judgmental about everybody else. Just because you got yours, don't hinder my brother or my sister from getting theirs. If the Lord will save a wretch like me, won't he save my brother? Too many times in our lives, we fail to realize just how important our soul is. For the Bible, there's a question that said, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? So in other words, you got to be careful, because there are a whole lot of things out there that the world will offer you. But it will destroy your soul. We're so worried about our condition and how we look and what we feel like. Don't you know that this old body is going to decay? Don't you know that the makeup of the body is to be strong for a little while, and then as you get over in your older days, you're going to get weaker? Now, you wiser, but you're weaker. Now you got sense enough to know that you can't run everywhere. You got to walk sometimes. That was a time that you felt like, because it was in your mind to do it, you could do it. But how many of you know that your mind is stronger than your body? For most of us. So time brings about some changes. What is it in life that we love and enjoy so much that we will chance missing eternal life? The Bible declared that in the last days, that our love would grow cold one for another. While the fact remains that Jesus tells us in John 13 and 34, a new commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Where'd all the hate come from? Everybody don't have to love you, but they ought to. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, a new commandment. So we're speaking, and we know that the laws of God, the Ten Commandments that were gave in the Old Testament, but here Jesus is in the New Testament saying, I got to let you know something. First of all, in order for you to get where I am, you got to know how much I love you. I love you so much that I gave my very life on Calvary's cross and died for you so that you might live. That's the kind of love that I got for you. My love is unconditional. My love does not have strings attached to it. So that is the kind of love that I want you to have one to another. In other words, if you say that you love Jesus and you hate your neighbor or you hate your brother, then your love is not very strong. In other words, you don't even really have real love at all. You talk love. Whole lot of us got a whole lot of lip service. We know how to talk the game, but we don't know how to really walk the game. We say anything out of our lips, but do we mean it from the depth of our heart? Love is, as they say, what makes the world go round. For those that choose to believe and want to go where Jesus is, we must accept and understand the importance of having love that goes deeper than our lip service. Love is what love does. Love is an action word. It has even been said that love is a dangerous thing. If anybody know love to be dangerous, love will make you act real crazy sometimes. Don't love make you sit up all night long? Hallelujah, Jesus. Love will make you come out in the midnight hour and you ought to be somewhere asleep. Love will make you wake up early in the morning when you ought to be getting your rest. But when the love ain't right, you find yourself waking up and wondering, where did my love go? Well, I come to tell you that love can't be balled up in somebody. You better have some love down on the inside of your heart. That's the love that you can depend on. That's the love that'll never leave you. That's the love that will not forsake you. That's the love that God said you need to have one for another. Not, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in the thing, but we ought to have a love that is important enough and deep enough that we have compassion. And that compassion ought to trigger some type of true empathy for those that are less fortunate than you are. If you got love, then you will show some signs. A lot of times you talk that noise, but you don't have real love. A lot of it is just lust anyhow. But you got to learn how to love one another. You got to learn how to trust the power of a mighty God. Love will stand there when everybody else turned their back on you. If you want eternal life, then you got to know what love is all about. Love. To feel tender affection for someone. Love is to show kindness and charity to someone. Love is the high esteem that God has for his human children. God himself is love. The best definition of love, as we know, will be found in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And as you read throughout that chapter, I'm not going to read it this morning. You ought to be done heard that by now. If you haven't heard it, 1 Corinthians, 13th chapter. Very good definition of love. Love will be that thing that'll stand there when everything else falls flat. Love will still be right there. The Bible says love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envieth not itself. Love don't boast itself up like we do. You see, when you don't get your way and you get wind in your jaws, playing get back, that's not love. But you got to love from the inside out. You got to know that God wants you to love one another. Love is very important. Love is what keeps our hopes up for having eternal life. The Bible says, this do and thou shalt live. So if we would love one another, first of all, God said, love him with all of our heart and with all of our mind and with all of our strength and with all of our soul. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Woo. Now, we can love those that love us. We love those that'll do what we want them to do. We love those that act like it or dance to our tune. What about those times when they just don't want to act right? What about those times when we stand before God in the company of the people and said that we're going to love one another for better or for worse? Well, how many times do we forget all about that vow when the worst comes in? Worst comes in, sometime we began to think, Lord, I wish I would have never done this. But we got to understand that it's better for worse on the good days. You got to thank God for your good days. And then when you're having your bad days, think about the good days. Remember that it's always not going to be like it is right now. You got to know that God has a love for us. And if we are believers, we got to believe in the presence and the grace of a mighty God. The Bible declared, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's no greater love than this love. That a love that a man would lay down his life for his friends. But I want to let you know this morning that we ought to be glad this morning to be able to sing the song, oh, how I love Jesus. Anybody in here love the Lord this morning? Do you know that the Lord will make a way out of no way? I stopped by to let you know that God wants somebody that is willing to do what the Lord wants you to do. Anybody in the house this morning, do you know that God will be right there by your side? I stopped by to let somebody know that the God that I serve is right here by my side. I want to let you know that you can't get outsmart God. Every now and again, there are those of us that think we know everything. Somebody think they know more about how God worked than how somebody else knows. But I want to let you know, you better learn how to stay in your lane. You better do what the Lord tells you to do. You better know that it's not all about you. I don't care what kind of degree you hold. You cannot go up against the word of God. For the Bible said there was a certain lawyer that stood up and he tempted the Lord our God. He began to say, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, the lawyer wanted to know, I want to know when I leave this place, what do I have to do to get eternal life? Well, the Bible said that he said, what does the law say? See, every now and again, somebody may ask you something that they already know, but you just tell them to ask it for themselves. For the Bible said, he answered and said, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy strength, with all of thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. He said, well, now you've answered just right. If you do this, thou shalt live. So if you know how to love one another, anybody in here know how to love? Do you know how to love the power of God? God wants somebody that is willing to love God with all of their heart. Somebody that'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God will do what nobody else can do. I stopped by to let you know this morning that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that can do anything but fail. I want to know this morning if there's anybody in the house that know that God wants somebody that has no respect of persons. You see, love is what love does. And God want to let you know this morning that God gave them a parable. Said there was a man that was coming down from Jerusalem, going down through Jericho, and he fell among some thieves. The Bible say that they beat him up. They left him half dead. He was laying there on the side of the road, took everything out of his pocket. But the Bible declared that there was a certain priest that came down that way. And he came down, he was over on the other side of the road. He looked down on that side of the road, and he saw the man laying down there. Where the Bible say he passed on by and went on about his business. The Bible say then a Levite came. He came down the same way. A Levite was a man that worked in the house of God, a man that knew God from the depths of his heart. But the man of God looked back on the man, and he passed by on the other side. I want to know this morning, what is it about God's people that we can see somebody down and in distress, and we'll pass on by like we don't see anything? I want to let you know that is not love. But if you got love down on the inside, my Bible said that there was another man. He was a Samaritan. A Samaritan was a half-breed, one of those that was married in with the Jews and the Gentiles. And everybody didn't like the Gentiles. Everybody didn't like the Samaritan. And they began to talk trash about them. Said the Samaritan don't have any dealing with the Jews. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the love of God. Because when you got the love of God, you don't see color. When you got the love of God, you don't see status. When you got the love of God, you're not worried about who they are, where they come from, what family name they got. But if you got love down in your heart, the Bible says when he looked on him, he had compassion on him. In other words, he put his love into action. He got up and began to do something. The Bible says he went over and he began to take care of him. He began to put him on his own ride. And he rode him down to the inn. Got him to the inn and began to take care of him. Began to tell the innkeeper, when I leave, I'm going to leave a little bit of money. So whatever you need, still take care of him. I don't know when I'll be back, but when I come back, if you spend any more than what I've already given you, I'll give it back to you. So in other words, Jesus said, now which one of these do you think was the neighbor? It's the one that don't mind sharing the love that you have in your heart. The one that don't mind coming out of their comfort zone. Realizing that if I'm going to be a child of the King, I got to love like the King. I got to love without respect of persons. I got to look out of my eyes and see the love of God down on the inside. I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord God is on our side. And if there's anybody in the house, if you want eternal life, then you better trust the power of God. For this life that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm glad that I serve a God that put love down in my heart. You got to love down in your heart. You got to look over other folk's fault. And you got to know if God be for you, when and that it is against you. God will put them down under your feet. I stop by to tell somebody, if you want to be a believer and you believe in the power of God, if you want eternal life, because I want to serve you, notice it's appointed unto men once to die. After death, you got to go to judgment. So I'm living that I'm going to die, but I'm dying to live again, because I believe I will get eternal life. I believe that eternal life is my home. I believe that I got the love of Jesus. If you got the love down on the inside and you call on the name of the Lord, God will listen to your humble cry. He'll reach way down and pick you up out that dirt. Make some things happen in your life. Make you realize that it's not all about you, but it's all about the power of God. If you want eternal life, you got to have some love. Not superficial love. Not lip service love. Not that love that's based on condition, but a love that is true. A love that is real. That's what Jesus said. What do you say? And the man said, love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and with every little bit of strength you got. And then take it one step further. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Gentile, Jew, black man, white man, Hispanic man, whoever he or she may be. God say, love them as you love me. Love ye one to the other. So if you think that you're going to get in without having real love, you're a liar. You're not going anywhere. You're going somewhere. But I'm sure it's not where you want to go. We complain about 95 degrees. We complain sometimes even about 87, 88. It's just too hot. Well, I don't know, and I don't want to find out how hot hell is. But I guarantee you that it's hotter than 95 degrees. So you better get your house in order. Hallelujah, while you have a chance. All I come to say to you this morning is that if you are an individual, we all brothers and sisters, but if you are one this morning that don't realize how important it is to know that after death, you got two places that you will abode, and it's going to be up to you where you go. Don't come looking at me. Only thing I can do is put it out there. You got to receive it, believe it, and let it work in your life. And it's very simple. All God says is just love one another, and you can inherit eternal life. He didn't say give him a list of what you don't do anymore. You see, that's what we think that justifies, puts us in a certain status or a Christian status, that sometimes it makes us even feel like that we are higher than others. But we all should stay humble at his feet. Because if we're saved, it's only by his grace. How many of you are glad that he's a merciful God this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. I believe that every man, every woman should desire eternal life. Because if you don't want eternal life, then I guess you're doing your own thing now. You're like the young folk that said, let me do me. But I found out I can't do me by myself. I need God to fix me.